So I was assigned to the Marine Electric probably in January of 83 as third officer. And I had been on the ship several times as a relief officer while it was in port. So I knew the crew, I knew the ship, I knew the run. We get on board, and I was on for probably 5 or 6 round trips, about 30 or 40 days prior to the accident. It's a pretty comfortable ship, good crew. The skipper was okay. The chief mate was a great guy, and he's who I worked for. So the captain was an elusive, he's a figure that you really didn't need to interact with. So we sailed, actually, we were in Somerset on February 8th, and there was a crew change. A new captain came on board, several new deckhands. But the captain, Phil Coral, who came on as the relief captain, brought his wife. And they were from Las Vegas. They had flown all the way out. She was going to be on the ship for several trips. Just the union allowed it, the company allowed to have officers, wives on board. So she was going to make a trip. Old ship, cramped quarters. At the very last minute, Phil said to his wife, "You know, there's not a lot of room. It's an old rust bucket. Why don't you wait here in Somerset? I'll be back in 5 days." She stayed at the hotel. Phil died. Mm. There were several quirks like that. The night before we sailed to Norfolk, Virginia, I used to drive home every night. Came back. I lived in Norwell at the time. I'd drive from Somerset to Norwell, then in the morning I'd drive back to work. I'd leave my truck on the dock so that when we came back, I'd have my vehicle. One of the sailors lived in Hingham, and he drove home with me a lot of nights, but he was a boozer. And the morning we drove back that we were sailing for Norfolk, he was shattered. So all the way down to Somerset, he's falling asleep, leaning over, or drunk on the... He was a pain in the neck all the way down. We got back to the ship. He went to sleep.
On the ship or in the truck?
On the ship. Okay. He went down to his room and he fell asleep. About 10 o'clock in the morning, we were going to be sailing. And the chief mate said to the bosun, "Go get everybody up." Well, this one guy couldn't get up. He was so hammered. They fired him. Packed his bags, threw him off the ship. He lived. The third survivor... how did Paul get on the ship?
Do you consider the wife and the man who was fired, those are the two other survivors?
No, there was two other survivors with me.
That were on the actual ship?
Yes.
Okay.
But these two guys, obviously just by sheer luck or their own drinking, mm-hmm. got fired from the ship.
Okay.
And they survived. There was another third engineer. Stevie Browning was his name. When we sailed from Norfolk, coming north just prior to the ship's accident, he missed the ship when it sailed. He knew one of the tugboat captains in Norfolk, Virginia, who was tending the ship, convinced him to drive him out to the, or bring him out to the ship. Typically, it's an automatic. If you miss the ship when it sails, you're fired. Steve had been on the ship a while. The captain was new. He didn't want to sail without a third engineer. So we let Stevie Browning come on, climb up the ladder and come on the ship. Steve didn't make it. Mm-hmm. So all those small little quirks that just meant life or death for these guys. Mm-hmm. The pilot, when we left Norfolk, Virginia, when we cleared the Delaware Capes, it was blowing. It was howling a gale. 15-foot seas, 25-mile-an-hour winds, not the type of weather that a pilot would want to climb down the side of the ship on a pilot's ladder. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am not.
A pilot ascends and descends the ship to bring it into port. He has to scamper up a rope ladder, or down a rope ladder, as the case may be. And with the ship tossing and so forth, it was slamming against the side of the ship. He said to Phil Coral, the captain, "You know, I think I'll ride the ship to Boston or to Somerset and take a train home." At the very last instant, he decided he'd make a try to get down onto the pilot boat and get back into Norfolk Harbor. And he did. He made a decision and saved his life. So, you know, when I look back, there were several of those that either people had relationships with the ship and survived, or they had relationships and didn't.